Jin ran to find her mother. She couldn't wait to hear her read the letter from her father. She hoped that he would tell them when they would be able to join him in San Francisco. But she stopped as she passed another barracks. The door was open. Inside, a man was carving Chinese characters on the wall with a small knife. Jin came closer. The whole wall was covered with words. She asked the man what he was writing. "It's a poem," he said. "It tells how I feel waiting here, locked up, missing my family. It tells my hopes and dreams for the future." The man didn't look away from his work as he spoke. Jin asked him why he was carving the poem on the wall. "Someday when I am gone," he said, "another man will be here in my place. I want him to know that I came this way too, so he will not give up hope." Jin's eyes moved over the carvings on the wall. "It's as if you will be here to help him," Jin said. The man looked up at her for the first time and smiled. "That's right," he said. "This poem will also tell others many years from now what we suffered in order to come to this new land." "Why don't you write your poem on paper?" Jin asked. The man laughed. "I have no paper, no pen, but this is better. These words are cut into the walls. As long as these walls stand, they will be here. They will last a long time."